Hi, this is Robin.
And this is Olivia, and you're listening to K-Pop Hot Sheet. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and YouTube at K-Pop Hot Sheet and rate us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify if you enjoyed the show. We're at the end of the year.
We are. We made it.
We made it. We did not do an episode a month, but I think we did pretty well. We counted. We did six.
Yes. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah. And we realized we've been doing this for 3 years now, which is insane.
Yeah, I think our three-year anniversary is in less than a week or maybe a week from now.
Oh my God, we should do like a reflection show when that happens.
We'll be like, man, remember all those episodes about 50-50 and new jeans, which, spoiler alert.
Yeah. That'd be funny. Or we could look at like which one of our episodes like did the best and like try to guess why.
Yeah, we won't be doing our songs of the year this year just because I didn't keep up with
K-pop.
Well, with K-pop and also with tracking my songs in my playlist. My playlist is like very bleak.
Yeah, same. But that's okay. We can still round off the year with some juicy news.
Yeah, so should we just dive right into our new jeans?
Yeah. I mean, I wonder if we started this year with new jeans and we're ending it with them. We definitely did a lot of talking about them.
Yes, we definitely have. We should run some sort of like ChatGPT analysis on the percentage of time we've spent talking about new jeans.
I mean, this will just like never end, right? Because there will be more to come anyways. But this was a big, like, you texted me this news today and my jaw dropped because I was like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, so Danielle has been axed from New Jeans. Her contract has been terminated. After all this, I mean, girl wanted her contract terminated. So you get what you wish for, I guess.
Not like this, I'm sure.
Yeah, because there's also more lawsuits. Like, what is a New Jeans conversation without another lawsuit? So the statements that were released from a Hybe were kind of vague in a way. So I found a news article where someone spoke with an official, I presume, at Hybe that had a couple of quotes that I think gives a little bit more detail, which is that they notified Danielle of the termination of her exclusive contract this morning and plan to file a lawsuit for penalties and damages later today. When asked why Danielle was notified of the termination, the official explained, quote, she entered into contracts that conflict with the exclusive agreement, engaged in independent entertainment activities, and committed actions that damage the reputation or credibility of the company and New Jeans, all of which constitute violations of the exclusive contract. We requested that these issues be corrected, but since they were not remedied within the given deadline, we proceeded with termination.
Ouch.
Adore's also said that they will be taking legal action against Minhee Jin and one of Danielle's family members, who it claims, quote, bear significant responsibility for the fallout.
That's so interesting. They definitely, whoever was involved from her family members, A, probably led her astray because they're all still pretty young, right? And we don't know like how close of a family member it is. I assume it's like a parent, right? For them to have some influence over this.
I would think so. Yeah.
Right. So you're going to agree with what your parents tell you to do. And now it's just so sad that she's implicated in it. But they must have done something really significant, right? For them to be just cutting her out cold. Because wouldn't you want to try to make it work as much as possible and have the full group, like, regardless of them doing so much damage, right? Like, you want to recoup some of that. Like, I don't know if I'm thinking, like, business-like. I'd want them all back together and be like, okay, now they're coming back and it could be a reset. But this just creates more drama.
Yeah. I mean, at least from the statement from this news article, this person, whoever it is, probably wants to remain anonymous and is just, you know, an unnamed source, but saying that they requested that these issues be corrected and they weren't remedied within the given deadline, it sounds like they tried to give her a chance. They were like, hey.
Right. So even that, yeah. But also then I wonder, like, is this even her choice? Like, if her family member, whoever, like, on purpose exceeded the deadline, right?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like either way, there'd be some sort of legal issue, because if she's signing other contracts and then would have to break those contracts in order to stay under this contract, like, you know.
Oh my God. I wonder how much, like, in the red they are money wise from all these, like, legal issues, and now you have contracts that are broken. Like,
yeah, it's very messy. And I feel like Min Hee Jun is. It sounds like she's going to start a boy group with her.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever her new agency is called.
She's on to the next one. Isn't that wild, right? Like, she put these girls through the ringer, made them feel like, oh, my God, like, we'll never leave her. We'll always be with her. We'll follow her. And she's like, all right, well, this is taking too long, guys. I'm on to, like, creating my boy group now. Like, what?
Yeah. Oh, right. Her new entertainment agency is OOK.
Yes.
OOK.
OOK? OOK? Was that what it was? OOK?
It's OOAK.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know.
Yeah, I remember this. I remember us talking about this. I mean, yeah, we'll just never stop talking about them, because when they debut, best believe we'll be looking at that.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes. I don't know. I feel bad for the girls, honestly. I mean, on one end, like, listen, like, they're responsible too, but I do feel like they were just, like, led astray by Min Hee Jun and then by their parents as well. And it's just so unfortunate. It's just so unfortunate. They were on top of the K-pop world and beyond it. Like, they would have been so freaking big. And now it's just, they've just lost so much time, and so many other groups are kind of like, Cat's Eye right now is dominating. Like, yeah, I just don't see them coming back and being what they were.
Yeah. We will see what the future holds for the remaining members of NewJeans. Isn't one of them still figuring out?
It's unclear. Yeah, Minji. Her future's a little bit unclear as well. So we'll see if there'll be a trio, or will this be a 50-50 situation where they're just like, let's replace them with two new members?
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
That would be real interesting. I'm so curious what's going to happen with them.
Yeah. Well, we'll be on top of it.
Yep. In happier, life-changing, amazing news, I finally got to see my man Key from SHINee live and in person.
Oh, my God. You were, like, inches away from him. Not even feet.
I know. He looked into my eyes.
He did. He was so sweet. I went with her, and I had such a good time. Like, he is so funny. I did not expect him. Obviously, like, I've seen him on variety shows and everything, right? But I've been to concerts before, and, like, no one ever engages with the fans that much, because obviously there's the language barrier, but he knows English well enough to, like, make jokes and come out. And I just felt like, I guess what probably a Korean fan would feel in Korea when they go to fan meets, right? So it was, like, so unique, and enjoyed it so much. And he's so good, such an entertainer.
Yes.
And I really had such a good time. Thank you, Robin. And we got to see him and take a picture with him.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so I paid for the VIP package. I didn't get the VVIP one because it sold out. Those did cost, like, $1 zillion. I feel like they were $1,000 for one ticket. But honestly, low-key, like, I would pay $1,000 to have a one-on-one picture with Key.
It would have been worth it. That would have been worth it, to be honest.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, so we got to go to the sound check. We got to get a group picture after. And there was some stuff going on at the time. A bit of a scandal that he started to get pulled and dragged into. Around the time of the day we went to the show. So they actually didn't even post the picture of, you know how at concerts they always take the picture of the artist on the stage with the crowd behind them? They never posted it for our show. And I was like, am I crazy? Did I miss it? I go on Reddit and people are like, where's our picture? What's going on? But I think that they were trying to lay low a little bit with him posting stuff because he got pulled into this whole injection ant scandal. So this all started with comedian Pak Nare, who very famous. She's on a ton of variety shows. And two of her managers that used to work for her filed criminal charges against her for workplace harassment, aggravated assault, proxy prescriptions, and unpaid production expenses. So her and her agency denied all the charges. They filed a countersuit against the former managers. And then she released an apology about it because you always, you know, release an apology.
Do we know what a proxy prescription is?
I believe that she was receiving prescriptions for controlled substances under the guise of it being something else.
Well, what's confusing me is that is the managers filed the charges against her. So it was like, was she making them do it? Or like, what would be in it for them to file that charge? Like the harassment I get, the assault, right? But like, what would the prescriptions have? But anyway, you might not know. I'm just curious.
So, okay. Proxy prescriptions involve someone other than the patient or prescriber managing medication orders. So she was having the managers go pick up her prescriptions.
Got it. Okay. Okay.
But I do believe that they were for controlled substances. They also, then they accused her of embezzlement, saying that she falsely registered her ex-boyfriend as an employee and transferred money to him under the guise of wages. Mm-hmm. There's also complaints about special injury and defamation. Like, they have just, like, popped off on her. So she has stepped down from all of her shows. And one of the big elements of this that now other celebrities are getting pulled into is that she was getting illegal medical treatment from a so-called injection aunt who did not hold a medical license. So essentially the way that I like to think of this is, you know, she was famously a huge drinker and would throw big parties. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, it's like, rich people here, they throw a big party at their nice house and then they have somebody come and give everybody an IV to like rehydrate them so you don't get a hangover.
Okay.
Or, you know, people just getting like vitamins and things, like nothing.
Yeah.
It's nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Is what I'm trying to get at. But this person didn't have a medical license. So that becomes the key problem here. And that's where it's illegal. So this then became...
But why is everyone else... Like, I get why she's implicated. Like, F you, girl. Like, what are you doing? But, like, anyways, continue. And I'll hold my thoughts. I'm just, like, so confused.
Because other people then also were getting injections from this person in their homes. So Key got pulled into this because this woman who didn't have a medical license, giving celebrities injections...
So dangerous, by the way.
She posted a picture of Key's dog on her Instagram, and like anybody who's obsessed with Key like I am, like,
you know,
I would clock that that's his dog and his house. Like, I would recognize his house. So
at the concert we went to, they had these little like fans with his dog, so like clearly
So that's how he started to get implicated in all of this mess. So as soon as he got back from tour, and I think people were kind of like giving him shit and giving the company like SM shit for not saying anything, because they just let him like continue the rest of the US tour. Like, what are they going to do? Fly him back? Like,
yeah.
But no, but they didn't release a statement or anything until he was back in South Korea. So people were a little bit upset about like there being no communication, whatever.
Jesus Christ.
But he ended up having to step down from all of the shows that he's on. So he's on Amazing Saturday, he's on I Live Alone, which is like my favorite show that also Pak Nare is on. He was supposed to MC the 2025 MBC Entertainment Awards, but he had to just drop out of literally everything.
That sucks. So wait, the picture that that lady posted, was this like recently or was it a long time ago and he's just like implicated?
I mean, he admitted to it. Like, he released a statement being like, yes, I got injections from this person, but he was like, I first met them in a clinic where you would think somebody working there like has a medical license. So he was like, I don't know.
I don't understand why people that receive the treatment are held responsible for this person not having a medical license. Like, how the hell are they supposed to know that?
I mean, I guess if you're having stuff done within your home, like,
but you would also think that like Park Nare was the one who like had this injection ant there, right? And I'm sure they're like friends, right? So you would think that they wouldn't be putting you in a dangerous situation, that they've been, and they're all fucking rich, so like why would you try to get some bootleg non-medical licensed person, right? Like, you can afford to have somebody good come to the house and like give people IV injection, so like why would I think otherwise?
Yeah,
to like question her and be like, oh, show me your license.
Yeah, so part of the official statement from SM was on an acquaintance's recommendation, Key visited a hospital located in Gangnam where Ms. Lee, so that's the injection aunt, works, and was first introduced to her as a doctor. Key continued to receive treatment at the hospital, and on several recent occasions when visiting the hospital was difficult, he received medical care at home. Believing Ms. Lee to be a physician, and with Ms. Lee offering no indication to the contrary, Key did not realize that receiving care at home could be problematic. And then Key's statement, I'll just read this one sentence. I, too, was confused and flustered by the newly revealed facts, and I apologize for not being able to quickly organize my thoughts and clarify what I will do moving forward sooner.
My God.
So, yeah.
I think this is ridiculous.
One of the first comments under all of that that I just read was, damn, living in Korea must be difficult.
Yeah, right? Like, every little thing. Like, you have to be responsible for everything and have a statement for everything and be apologetic for everything. Like, what the hell? This guy didn't do anything, like, that bad. Like, he didn't know.
Yeah. So we'll see how long he has to, you know, stay out of the spotlight and reflect on his actions and whatever the fuck else. But also, like, this is low-key kind of destroying variety shows. Because, you know, Key's an idol, so he's on a certain number of shows, but nothing crazy. But Park Nare was on, like, a lot of shit. Now the scandal is getting to the point where Jun Hyun Mu, I can't freaking say his name, he is, like, major, major variety show star. Like, he's on, like, 7 to 8 shows at any given moment. And he's being called out for a video, I think it was on one of the variety shows, where he was receiving an injection in his, like, you know, fancy celebrity van thing.
There's a video?
Yeah, because he was getting, like, I think, like, vitamins and hydration stuff because he was sick. And it's one of those shows where they follow you around in your life. So this video is from 2016. It's almost 10 years ago.
And it's that lady?
I don't know that it's the same lady, but I think it's just the concept of him getting it done, like, in a vehicle, like, not at a clinic, and all this dumb shit. So I'm like, if he has to step down from all his shows, like, who's going to fill the gap? Who's going to fill the void?
I'm more like, who the fuck cares? These people have enough money to do what the hell they want if they want to get an injection from a van. Or from a clinic, or from the fucking pool, like, whatever. Live your best life. It's not like they're shooting heroin in a van.
I know.
Maybe they were, but then I'd be like, wow, but it's not. They're getting fucking vitamin C. Come on.
Yeah, it's absolutely absurd.
Wild, man. Korea's wild. You gotta be like just an angel at all times.
Oh, yeah. God forbid you do one thing 10 years ago. Like, Jesus.
I guess they'll open up the door for a new variety show person, or he'll just go away quietly for a little bit and come back, you know? I don't know. This is crazy. I feel bad for Key. Like,
I feel so bad for him. How shitty is it that you're so excited? You have your first solo tour in the U.S.
He was so excited for it and so grateful.
And then you go back to this.
Yeah. I really hope it kind of blows over and isn't a big deal and he can get back to everything again.
Yeah, I hope so too. And then I want to see him again.
I know. Oh my God, that'd be so exciting. I'm so down. I'll pay for my VIP ticket this time. But you can get VIP though.
Oh my God, I tried. Believe me, I tried.
I know. Next time. We'll get them next time.
Yeah.
All right, let's close it off and round it up with some fun stuff. So, I mean, I found this list because we didn't get to do our little roundup of top, you know, K-pop songs of 2025. So Spotify, they have this playlist called K-pop On, which like plays usually the hottest K-pop hits. So I follow it actually a lot just to try to keep up because then I can see all the new releases and everything. So they, when they did their whole Spotify like Wrapped, they chose like the top 10 songs from that playlist. Now, I don't know if it's like what the criteria was because I was reading the comments and it was a little unclear whether it was like, were these songs based on how much they were played or was it curated by someone? People keep seem to be saying it's curated because they're surprised by some of them. But Robin doesn't know what's on this list and she was curious to see if she actually knows any of these songs. I think you will know some of these.
Okay.
So I'll start from top, from 10 and go down. So top 10 was Go by Cordis. Have you heard of them?
Cordis. That sounds familiar, but I do they're not know
new.
The song.
I think they're a hype group. They're like a new, they're pretty like hot right now. But yeah, the song is like go, go, go. Like goes like that. But I feel like you might have heard it, but maybe not. You can go listen to it afterwards.
I'm going to have to.
Yeah. Number 9 is Rich Man by aespa.
I know that song.
Okay.
I like that song.
Yeah, it's a good one. Number 8 is Jump by Blackpink.
Yeah, sure.
I like that song. 7 is Blue Valentine by NMIX.
Yes. Okay. I like that song.
Number 6 is Spaghetti by Le Sserafim.
I love that song.
We
I love Le Sserafim.
You know, I love it. I wish they were a little bit higher up. 6 is like, okay. Number 5 is Too Bad by G-Dragon, which I don't think I've heard.
I don't think I've heard that either.
Yeah, we should take a listen. Number 4 is Soda Pop by Saja Boys from Demon Hunters.
I mean, of course.
Yeah. Number 2 is Ceremony by Stray Kids.
I don't know that.
I feel like I've heard it play on this playlist, but I can't like recall it right now, which isn't a good sign for them. Number 2 is Golden but K-pop Demon Hunters again, which like should be number fucking 1.
Yeah,
I love that song. And number 1 is Like Jenny by Jenny.
Barf.
Yeah, that's why I'm just kind of like, maybe this was curated by someone who's a Jenny fan. But also she won Record of the Year, so I don't know, maybe we're missing something. Maybe it was like a really big song. I don't know. You're like, I don't know.
I try,
I know, we try to like her. We try.
I mean, do we though? I feel like I don't actually try at all.
But I mean, I listen to it. I'm never like, ooh, I'm not going to like, I listen. Same thing with, listen, Taylor Swift, right? I'm not a huge fan. But you know what song has been on repeat? That Ophelia song. I'm like, okay, respect. It's an actually good song. So like, I am not a person that's going to be so biased that if I don't like you, that I'm not going to listen to your music. I'll take a listen, you know?
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah, but whatever.
All right. Well, let's cap off the year. Goodbye 2025. Let's do our little ask away K-pop edition thing where Olivia's going to pick a number. I'm going to read whatever the thing is and we'll both give our answers. So
okay,
it's between a number between 1 and 30, but we've already done 8, 19, and 24.
Okay, since we did top 10 songs, I'm going to go with 10.
All right. Bias Wrecker.
So that's like within a group, the person that like overtakes your bias, right?
Yeah.
So would we choose within the group or it could be from another group.
I think it's supposed to be. Oh my God, I'm literally going to Google bias record just to make sure that we do this right. Member of a group who's a fan's second favorite and makes them question their loyalty to their primary favorite.
Okay. Interesting. All right, I'm going to think. Which group would I go with, though, too? I feel like if I think of BTS, like, I don't know if this qualifies, but, like, when I first started hearing about them, I chose Jin as my favorite because he was the only one that was my age and everyone else was younger. So I just, like, that was the criteria. I was like, oh, I feel like I can only stan you because everyone else is younger. But then as I got to know them more, I really loved Suga. So he kind of became my bias record. But does that count? Because I feel like I chose Jin in a weird criteria.
I mean, if you would answer that he's your bias to this day, then it counts. I mean, I chose Key originally. Just, I don't even remember why. But there's no one in SHINee who is, like, wrecking my love for Key. Sorry, y'all, but, like...
So you don't have a bias record?
I don't. And I'm trying to think, like...
Like, if it's another group, yeah.
If I think about FX...
Yeah.
Like, Crystal was always my bias because I loved her relationship with her sister, Jessica. And, like, I don't know. I just thought she was, like, the cool girl. So who would my... Would my bias record be? I mean, it was probably Amber for a hot minute, but I'm kind of over her these days. Maybe Luna. I don't know.
I don't know. I was trying to do the same thing. I was like, okay, like Big Bang, it was always top. And I don't think anyone ever wrecked it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then Girls' Generation, Yuna is my first. And then I was trying to think of any of the other girls... overtook her, but I don't think so. Again, like, I feel like we just choose the ones we like and we're loyal. I don't know.
Yeah, we seem to be devoted.
We are hopelessly devoted.
Well, and it doesn't help that, like, literally, oh wait, here we go. GOT7, Jackson was always my bias. Oh,
and stayed your bias.
I mean, yeah. Ugh. I thought maybe I could come up with a bias wrecker for Jackson. I mean,
don't try to force it now. It's just we are who we are.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, whatever. That's our... It's we don't really have bias wreckers. It is what it is. Maybe a new group will come out in 2026 and change it for us.
Maybe. I mean, these... we keep getting older and these people keep getting younger that I feel weird about having biases anymore. I'm like, well, I could be your mom.
We could choose them based on like who we like that are like, oh, that's a talented young fella, you know?
Yeah, like, oh, I wish I had a son like him.
Exactly. that's the age we're at. Which is fine.
Oh my. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in today. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and YouTube at K-Pop Hot Sheet and rate us on Apple Music and Spotify if you enjoyed the show. Be sure to turn notifications on Spotify by clicking the bell icon if you want to be notified of new episodes when they're uploaded. New Year's resolution 2026. Let's try to do an episode a month.
I love it. Let's try it. And very happy new year to everybody. We'll see you in 2026.
Bye.